Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones throughout the show today. Tons of vital news and information. George Humphrey in studio coming up in about an hour and a half. We'll have open phones then as well. All right, finishing up, Fabian in Canada. Yeah, there's all these big newspapers and publications. I don't know about the particular publication that you're talking about, but it's all over the news. World leaders saying we've got to cut our populations by 50%. That's what they tell the public. And we've got to have a one-child policy, a tax on children. That's why they want to destroy the economy so you can't afford to have children. The phony feminism was about getting women out of the house so the state would raise the children so they could tax the man and the woman. That's in their own documents. Gloria Steinem was a CIA officer. She wrote about that in two books. Funded Miss Magazine to destroy the family. So you can all just be homeless and nobody cares about you. Nobody can defend you. The world's a dangerous place. The veneer of civilization is paper thin. And the family is the greatest defense against that, so they've done a good job of annihilating it. Fabian, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I just asked him two questions at a little talk he had in Calgary, and one of them was, isn't the Earth CO2 impoverished? And he answered back with, well, wasn't it warmer back then, you know, when CO2 was higher? And then my other question was, doesn't CO2 come after temperature? And he's like, he uses the basic rebuttal to any CO2 argument, well, the instruments weren't good enough or something.
Yeah, so. Well, this is why, and I appreciate your call, they want to restrict scientific inquiry they don't control. That's why they're trying to ban denying that there is global warming and climate change and that it's deadly. They want to ban that because they can't allow other scientific institutions to prove it's a fraud. You know, NASA's own scans of the sun. We don't have to believe NASA. We have all these other universities and governments looking at it. The sun goes through a 12-year cycle. And it was one of the hottest, you know, highest levels of radiation ever recorded coming off the sun, the different wavelengths ever recorded in over 300 years. The sun's one of the most recorded, you know, things out there. It's important. Now, it's entered the coolest cycle ever before recorded, but it's set to now go back up in the cycle and peak in 2012. Isn't that interesting? And I have the big NASA report on that when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv later. I'm going to put these articles up on screen and show you the different graphs. And that's why when the sun went into the hottest cycle ever recorded, the ice moons of Jupiter and Saturn became liquid. They were liquid methane and other things. Now they're frozen again. The ice caps of Mars were receding at several miles a year. They're now exploding in size because of the fact that the sun has now cooled. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. Joshua, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, how you doing, my friend?
Good.
I just want to give you and your listeners a quick update on the growing resistance here in the state of Florida. I spoke to you last week about what we're doing. And I tell you, it is just growing and growing and growing. Two things specifically I want to discuss. We do have a 10th Amendment resolution introduced, and I encourage all your listeners who are Florida residents to visit, write this down, please, www.billofrightsday.org. You can download the PDF and just print it directly off and send that to your state legislature and get that ball rolling. Secondly, we're currently organizing for a big end the Fed protest at the Jacksonville and the Miami Federal Reserve branches on the 25th of this month. It's a nationwide protest. I encourage everyone again, please come to our website, www.meetup.com/Orlando911Truth.
And there are Glenn Beck 912 meetings where he's trying to take over our movement. We need to take over his movement. The 15th, there's tea parties everywhere. There is massive resistance forming everywhere. The will to resist is exploding. The media is trying to ignore it, but that doesn't matter. It's a dying dinosaur. Good to hear from you, Joshua. Got to jump. Brian, Fred, Will, our team, and many others, your call straight ahead. I'm going to phone blitz when we get back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
As we speak, the financial criminals, the Treasury secretaries and governors of the private banking system are meeting in Europe to openly set up what they call a global government owned, run, and paid for by the taxpayers, but dominated by the elite. That is, we finance it, but it's private, and private groups then set the rules, the regulations over the planet. And it's all over the newspapers, hundreds and hundreds of newspapers, and that's why you see all these Fox News people and others having to come out and admit it's real, because they look ridiculous denying it like they always did in the past. So you'll have no say in it, no control. The very bankers that have engineered all this are out there having press conferences and diverting and distracting you about, oh, how they need more money. But Dick Morris is right on Fox News. That is the sideshow. The real issue is what they put in their draft resolutions. They want a world tax rate on average of over 80% on every man, woman, and child in the country, in no matter what nation you live in on the planet. They want environmental carbon taxes on every facet of your life. They will control the value of currencies, so they can manipulate things to their profit. and destroy nations further to consolidate them. They will control global interest rates. This is all being set up right now. And we'll continue to track that as it unfolds. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brian in Alabama. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I wanted to talk about the FEMA camps. I know you're doing a big expose on tomorrow, I think. It has a Glenn Beck show. But, you know, I wanted to – something people don't understand is that there's different types of FEMA camps, and they're not all, like, giant death camps. And I want to know if you could, like, kind of speak to that a little bit.
Well, I have been so busy because I'm already shooting new interviews for a new Obama film that I'm going to be releasing on July 4th as something to accompany and to complement the Obama deception that's just taken off like a rocket. And so again, 2 weeks ago, when Glenn Beck was saying he was going to debunk the FEMA camps and that he was going to, see if they were real or not, I said, you watch, it's going to be a hit piece. In fact, to be clear, going back a few months ago, he started saying on every show, on radio and TV, on Fox and on his radio show, I'm going to look at the FEMA camps. It looks like they may be real. I'm going to cover them. And then show after show, he would go on other Fox shows and say, tonight on my show, I'm going to expose it. It looks like it's real. And I said, folks, he's only doing that to get your confidence. He's going to debunk them. These guys have lost so much credibility now that they have to first try to get your confidence to then stab you in the back. And then sure enough, last week he announces that coming up the Monday after next, and that's now next Monday, that he's going to have Popular Mechanics on to debunk it and that it's not true and it was only kernels of truth. And so how they're going to do it is they're going to go, yeah, there's a bill for homeless people to give them a safe place to live. And yeah, there's a few military plans if there's a terror attack for temporary shelter. And these are not death camps like the Nazis had. And these people have exaggerated. And then they're going to show Louisiana or Mississippi. Those are some of the most famous photos, been out for a decade. Quote, U.S. Army NATO training camp, and it's set up like a refugee camp in Kosovo, in Serbia, in Bosnia, and it's got barbed wire facing in, it's got guard towers. I'm guessing they're going to show that, because I know how they operate and some of the things they said. Oh, we've got the photos, but it isn't what you think. So they'll say, see, it's just an army training camp. And there won't be any discussions on the scores of different types of camps, the current camps that have prisoners on them, the city council members we've had on from like Washington State where the Army approached them and said, we want you to give us this city land because we're going to have a collapse of the society. This was like 4 years ago I had the city councilman on. It was on local NBC TV. See, here's the problem. I have to sit down. This is the process with this much data. Because I didn't have enough webmasters in the past to always take any new FEMA camp article and put it in a subsection. I don't have the money. But we're trying to work on this. And I have to sit down with a piece of paper and write probably 20, 30 pages of notes of things I remember. Then I have to go on Google and spend hours and hours and hours. And I've got to do it tonight now. Because I didn't do it last night. I got home and actually spent a few hours with my wife and children. Then I got tired at about 10 and went to bed. I just, it's such a responsibility, and I just can't handle it anymore. The point is that bills to put Americans in FEMA camps at the state levels. Rhode Island, where the governor said if you criticize the government, you'll be put in a forced labor camp. That was in the major paper in the capital city there, and it was also on local TV. I have to find those and pull them. I have, except show the accompanying legislation, I have to pull all the U.S. Army codes. I have to pull the civilian inmate labor camp program. I have to get all of that and all the video clips because I want to throw the kitchen sink at them. I want to show just hundreds of pieces of evidence. I mean, I could do a show right now and show 20, 30 pieces and Washington Post and Houston Chronicle and admitting they have camps for civil unrest and Senate hearings admitting it. No. I want to hit them with the whole picture and then also counter how they're going to debunk and show that I understand their mind so well and how they operate that I'm going to predict how the debunking works next Monday. And here's the problem. I leave here today to go to George Humphrey's house to interview him for the next Obama film. I'll probably get home about 7. But I will do it. I'll drink a bunch of coffee, and I'll stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning, and I am going to come in here. In fact, guys, Hooge, Paul Hartman, and Mr. Neihard, I need you both here an hour early tomorrow. Can you do that? Because I have to bring in a huge group of printouts, mainstream news articles and bills, and I need you to have them all ready, pulled up with a web address as a list, and then all the video clips. So that'll be we have to have like an hour meeting before tomorrow. I mean, think of Fox. They have, Beck has probably 100 people working for him, and he do what, sir? Oh, my God. That's right. I have lawyer meetings tomorrow, and since I was getting home early, I told my kids I'd take them fishing. That fishing has to wait. I'm not going to. Oh, man, my wife is going to get mad. They've been so excited all week. No, I have to do it. I have to do it. See, I don't want to wait till Monday and then launch it hours before, because if we get the jump on them and have it all over the web debunking them before, then I can really expose them. I should have launched it earlier this week. Oh, man. You know, I could get ready on the nights this weekend and launch it Monday. And then get it up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube before, so it can go viral. Well, all that matters is I broadcast it before they broadcast the show. I know their attack profile. Because people always like that, you know, that trick that kind of illustrates for them. Because if I debunk it afterwards, it needs to be debunked before. Oh, man. Yeah, Burmese is in here tomorrow. See, I say I'm going to take a lot of calls, and then this happens because, you know, this isn't just quick answers. Brian in Alabama, there's going to be an expose on the FEMA camps. I mean, I already did one 2 or 3 weeks ago that I spent an hour on. And I showed, in fact, let's just get that up now. I know that's on prisonplanet.tv. What date was that? What was the date when that was the day after Glenn Beck had Popular Mechanics on saying he was going to debunk it? No, that came after. I said, watch, he's going to debunk it. He's claiming he's going to expose it, he's going to debunk it. So that was about a week before that. It's about 2.5 weeks ago. That doesn't matter. You know, I can't do it all, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't do it all anymore. But does that answer your question there, Brian?
Yeah. I was also going to talk about how, you know, some of the Rex 84 camps that you're talking about, you know, the civilian internment camps. There's one that actually I live really close to. It's in Fort McClellan, Alabama. And there's a few, I think, kind of unique features of this particular FEMA camp, because when I first heard about them, you know, I was a little skeptical, and I was like, when I found out there was one, you know, 15 minutes from my house back home, I went and checked it out. And it used to be an internment camp for the Japanese back in World War II and some POWs, and they've turned into a giant FEMA facility now. And they do a lot of training there for biological attacks and stuff. It's actually one of the major centers in the United States to do this. And another interesting thing about this is they have the FEMA camps where they, you know, you can tell they got FEMA buses and shuttles, and you can tell they're putting people there. About 15 minutes away at the Anderson Army Depot, they have a giant incinerator that's about just to be, it's not going to be used anymore. They use it to burn up a bunch of, like, mustard gas and nerve agents from, like, World War One.
That's from Aniston.
In the early 90s.
That's from Aniston. Listen, you need to go shoot video of that. File a report, post it on YouTube, we'll link to it. But, yes, I'm aware of those facilities. And, again, they're all dual use. And so what they do is they go, well, yeah, we got some state prisoners that live at the base and the military overseas, and what's wrong with that? Again, acclimating everybody. They don't just immediately say these are death camps. Just like I told you, they wouldn't just immediately say troops on the streets. They had to acclimate you first. Look, I can't do it all. I need all of you to go to the camps. You can go to the 24 camps listed in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Just Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Army Regulation 210-35, and you can go to all the camps for yourself. And yeah, they got the buses ready. By the way, we did dig out the Rocky Mountain News article. We did find that. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it with the incinerators.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.85, $470.42 for the half ounce, and $235.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.85, $470.42, and $235.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. This is the schedule I'm going to stay on. I know 2.5 weeks ago, I did a full hour plus breaking down the FEMA camps. And that was a huge expose. I want Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, everybody to go get those YouTubes. I know they got grabbed from PrisonPlanet.tv, where it's uploaded for members in high quality, and posted there. Post those this weekend in the story, saying that Monday I'm going to do 2 hours, the full report, and that'll give me all weekend to dig out everything I want to cover and to also go over. Rob, you're talking to me? What's going on? Too much is happening. It's like a war room. What? Okay, good. Thank you. Do I have the number for this Freedom Nugget I'm supposed to do on 93.7? I'm supposed to call during the next break? Okay, good. That's the thing. I'm not whining. It's just crazy up here. It's just absolutely crazy. Everything that's going on, how many angles we're getting hit from, what we're doing. Okay, I promise to go to your calls, but to do that, I can't spend 15 minutes with one caller. I've got to give each caller about a minute and a half. Let's talk to Fred in Texas. Fred, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
All right.
Sounds like fun. I just want to let you know I called into Sean Hannity's show on the 10th, right before Obama deception came out. And I was trying to plug it. Of course, I had to go through his intense screener who asked basically my entire life story. And what I did was I finally got on and I talked to him about Gordon Brown to try to set him up for it. And he was pretty much ripping into Obama the whole time. And I figured if I plugged in the Obama deception movie, he would, you know, start asking questions about it. But, of course, he has all that inside knowledge already. Your movie's very popular. It was popular before it came out. And as soon as I mentioned it, he goes, I'm bleeping you out. And he clicked me off right at the very
second. Yeah, so before the film even came out, you said the Obama deception film, and he cut you off. Yeah, no, they listen to the show. They track the show. That's been admitted by folks at Fox News to me on the phone. They follow it. And it's incredible. See, you can't attack Obama from a real perspective that he's an elitist globalist. You've got to say he's a liberal so the Republicans can be your savior so the elite stay in power.
Right. And what I did is I think if anybody else wants to call into these talk shows like O'Reilly and Hannity, they need to set up the screener a little bit and maybe fib a little bit to get on to be able to plug these things because the screener is real intense. If you mention anything about, you know, you don't believe in the left-right paradigm, she's going to say, well, I can't fit you in, or something similar like that. She'll make it hard to...
Yeah, they're managing reality, but so he said a little something to you before he delayed you.
Right. He even mentioned before the show, he started taking calls that there was a 30-second delay because of all the liberal left people, the left-right wackos, left-wing wackos, or, you know, he has to have that 30-second delay to be able to, you know, maintain control. And so I knew I was going to get bleeped, and as soon as I heard myself come live on the radio, sure enough, he already started the next caller. So no one really got to hear it, but I was letting you know that I tried to get through, and I'm trying to fight.
Well, what you do is you do what Mark Dice does. You record it. And then you put it on YouTube, and then all of his censorship can be exposed. But, you know, it's really not even technically censorship because they own their show. They can do what they want. Really, censorship would be the government coming in and telling you what you could say on your own show or what Sean Hannity could say or do. But technically what it is them trying to manage reality and keep the left-right paradigm going.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you.
Yep. It was
good
interesting,
job.
And I just want to let y'all know that, you know, your callers need to, if they want to call into those places, they need to really set those screeners up so they can really try to get something out and have it recorded. You know, I tried to get it recorded. My recorder wasn't working for some reason, but at least I just want to let y'all know about it because, you know,
hey, good job. Good to hear from you. Again, it's a catch-22. I got to cut you off. I'll never get to all these callers. Our team in Canada, go ahead. Hey, how you doing? How you doing there? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's my first time calling in, and I've been a conspiracy skeptic for a long time, but the moment when I really woke up to this whole thing was during my graduation speech. And the guy who gave the speech was a Muslim guy, and he basically he delivered the message that we're the generation that that's going to put this thing together. And it was, like, totally out in the open. And just because it is Canada and no one sort of, I mean, in my generation, no one values liberty in and of itself and everyone believes in socialism. I mean, they just swallowed that thing.
Okay, to be clear, yes, sir, we're here. We're on air right now. At your college graduation speech, they came in and told you the New World Order was good?
Well, they didn't use the word the New World Order, but at the same time, they talked about massive redistribution of wealth. They talked about population control. They talked about, like, more government regulation over everything and eliminating poverty, equality of outcome.
Yeah, it's actually to keep poverty in place. Stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. I want to hear what college this was.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLight. The PacLight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, let's go back to Artem in Canada, then many others. 1-800-259-9231. Open phones today. Big Bad John. Ton of news coming up. And George Humphrey in studio, economist, author, researcher, on what's happening in the world today. Always informative. So tell us your university. It's the graduation speech. What happens?
It's Concordia University, and it's the second-rate university in Montreal because everyone knows McGill and no one really knows Concordia because it's fairly new. And that's the one that makes a lot of noise with all those Palestinians breaking windows every time someone from Israel comes by to give a speech. I mean, unfortunately, we have that kind of infamy. But I was really shocked by the whole New World Order speech, because what used to be relegated to quote unquote conspiracy theories is like really out in the open. And
but sir, it's always been out in the open. I mean, I have New York Times articles from the 30s with the 10 FEMA regions they were going to set up and how we'd be part of a North American union. So they just arrogantly told everybody it didn't exist and that you were a kook if you talked about it. All we were reading was government documents, sir.
Actually, the way I found out about the whole Alex Jones movement was through Southern secession is, because I sort of get interested in that and the reasons people fly the rebel flag and the other side of the story. So I've followed H.K. Edgerton's Southern Heritage 411 and Mike Tuggle's Rebellion blog, and that's where I found a link, because essentially these days, the reason the Southerners want to secede is that they don't want to be part of this New World Order.
Yeah, well, there's going to be secessionist movements and rebellions all over the planet to this, and the globalists plan to use the crises of those conflicts to expand their power. Again, they create crises and then offer the solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you've woken up, sir. Sorry you had to hear that speech about population reduction and all the rest of it, but that's the crowning achievement of the New World Order. This is not going to be pretty. Kyle in Canada, another caller from Canada. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going today, Alex?
Pretty good.
Right on. I'd just like to bring up something to everybody's attention. I saw this watching live internet about in our legislator about a year ago. There's something called Bill 44, which is a Pharmacy and Drug Amendment Act. And basically this thing, there's a lady in the House that she totally was freaking out about this because it was basically a loss of our privacy totally. It's buried in the bottom of this thing.
Yeah, the same bills are all being passed worldwide where everything you do is uploaded to the government instantly. It's all standardized. Everything's done the same. For 36 years, everybody at birth has their blood taken to be put in the UN database. We call it a head start. They call it secure start in England and something else start in Canada. It's all the same. It's global government already in place. They're just unveiling it.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, it took about a year for this to actually come into effect. It actually came into effect yesterday, and I got the bill right here. It actually says health information and personal information as defined of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. It basically releases all of our private information to law enforcement agencies, any apparatus of the government, anything like that. It's buried in the bottom, and all this bill is supposed to be for is just to give pharmacists the power to renew people's subscription or refill their medication without going back to their doctor. So,
well, sir, here they called it a privacy bill, and it does the opposite. Listen, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, all of them openly are about to pass a law, but they're already doing it through fiat, just through executive regulations, to take over all internet companies of any type, any infrastructure, any hubs. The way it's written, you could have one server in your office, they run it, and you've got to give them back doors into it. It has to be the architecture they give you so they can shut the web down in the name of defending the web. And the head of it, people say, well, there'd be whistleblowers. The head, 3 weeks ago, quit, went on the news and said this, and that was the end of it. So there are these whistleblowers. And it's just all happening, sir. Classical tyranny is now unfolding.
That's very scary. And I guess just the point that I'd like to make to all Canadians is I even know all my friends and all my family, they've heard nothing about this bill. There's been no coverage of it on the news, anything like that. There was one lady in that whole legislature that totally freaked out. She said this is the beginning in the descent into fascism, basically. And, you know, it's kind of just scary to see something like a Pharmacy and Drug Amendment Act. And then buried in the bottom, it says, oh, by the way, we also are going to give all your private information to the police and government agencies whenever they need it.
I appreciate your call. Yes, I was aware of that. It's happening everywhere. This is the cashless society control grid, the technological enslavement technocracy, really, is what it is. And they state this. The Pentagon states they've designed it. MIT designed it. And they are going to track all your purchases, everything you're doing. You ever seen like a 70-year-old lady buying a bottle of wine being carted at the grocery store? And she'll say, Missy, why are you doing that? I'm obviously above 21. We just card everybody now. Well, I've read the big consortium meetings they've had. And what they do is they tell the companies, we'll give you a better insurance rate if you card everybody. And then you can go read the big conferences they've had, you know, meeting for IT and financial services, and they say, oh, we're complying with the regulations and preparing the public to scan their ID to buy and sell. I mean, this is public. And they've got all the fake conservatives out pushing a, quote, fair tax, a flat tax, but they're going to keep the income tax, too. And then it's going to be a graduated sales tax where if you're poor, you won't pay any sales taxes. But what it'll do is it'll know how much money you've got. So even if you pay cash, you'll have to swipe the card. Then they know if there's an underground economy. Well, wait a minute. This shows you swiped your card for $32,000 last year, but your tax filing through the card shows you only made $17,000 and that you were exempt from sales tax, but this card shows, and the record shows, that you're cheating. Oh, my gosh, you're now indicted for tax cheating. And they have to do this as, see, they know what cause and effect is. They're scientific about it. This is scientific dictatorship. It's what they call it. Scientific dictatorship, the final revolution. This is Bloomberg. Tax dodgers multiplies underground economy, cushions jobs. So they know as they destroy the real economy and as they tax you to a level that's unsustainable so you can't live, that you're going to be driven like the illegal aliens underground. But then they're going to come after you there. Oh, you're selling watermelons. You're selling eggs on the side of the road. SWAT team hits you. We're now getting reports of that every week. People are like, what? I'm just selling eggs. I'm putting you in handcuffs. You did this without a permit. You see, we may not allow you to have gardens. You might be growing pot, you know, cities announce. Carlos Cruz has a strategy for surviving the worst global recession in 60 years. Pay less in taxes and pass the savings along to customers. I'm declaring half as much as I used to, said Cruz, 29, who runs a painting business in Madrid. Prices have fallen by 30%. Customers will choose you for a difference as little as 50 euros, said Cruz, an Ecuadorian who's lived in Spain since 2001. Even in the U.S. and Japan and Europe, weather the first stimulus recessions, simultaneous recessions since World War II, some types of activity are expanding worldwide, just below government radar. The production of goods and services that are lawful through the declared may grow to the most as a proportion of total output since 2000, according to Frederick Schindler, a professor at Austria's Johannes Kepler University in Linz. And it just goes into the huge underground economy. Now, government's trying to shut it down. And last night I was watching European Parliament video feeds from the day, and it was all about how you've got to swipe a card in these countries to even have a job or to clock in or out that's hooked into the government. And that's what Homeland Security's announced. You'll swipe the card, the government card, when you check in and out of work. I mean, this is, they're going to squeeze you and press you till you bankrupt. That is what this is about. This is about driving everybody into bankruptcy but the elite. This is about control. The painter in Madrid said clients don't ask for receipts as much as they used to, willing to trade savings for the guarantee that having bills gives them. He couldn't afford to operate in the current crisis, paying full taxes, he said. And it talks about labor exchanges, barter starting up everywhere. So they're criminalizing it. They're going after it. They're trying to stop it. Just amazing how they pull these operations off. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's up next? Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. The Reefer Seed, that's relevant here because the dismay and despair is leading to joy and excitement because this, sadly, the organized crime thugopoly has held us all hostage to the continually counterproductive war on pot smokers, hemp, and medicinal marijuana enthusiasts for decades now, but we can't. The happy news, and it's ironic, that at least partially thanks to the psychopathic, violent ruthlessness exploding from those illegal drug thugs south of the border, all citizens of the U.S. can see clearly now that merely by canceling the illegality of farming marijuana here will help solve many, many problems. You know, for example, all family farms in our nation will become more wealthy and sustainable no matter what they grow because of the inescapable dynamics of supply and demand. You know, everybody wins because just some of the farmers will grow some of this miraculously multifunctional fibrous medicinal fruit crop while some farmers will choose not to, and that's just fine. All crops will earn more money across the board from now on. Less money, in fact a great deal less money, will from now on help finance violent criminal activity worldwide. So let's help conserve our honest law enforcement personnel by better prioritizing their much-needed valuable work, and even our ongoing bankster-instigated economic meltdown demands.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, drug prohibition is what has caused the crime, most of it. And if they legalized drugs tomorrow in Mexico, 98% of the violence would end. You'd probably have the drug dealers, though, going after government people for legalizing it, trying to kill them to make them, you know, criminalize it again. They know this. And they make money on the prisons. They make money on the police state. The police make money off the seizures. The CIA ships in the majority of the narcotics. The drug war you see is against their competition at the cartel level. And, yes, that's definitely what's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Mass. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have some very important information for you, Alex, and maybe your contacts can help you with this. A friend of mine works for a limousine business in Boston. Some people flew in, military people flew in. They said that they had a secret emergency meeting in Devens, Fort Devens in Mass, last Friday, the 27th. And I guess the limo driver, he drove into the checkpoint to drop the people off. His passengers got out. Well, he says initially, I'm going to drive them in further. And the guards at the gate sternly told them and motioned to their guns like, no, you won't. Matter of fact, you'll turn around and leave. He had to leave Fort Devens right there at the checkpoint. He was not allowed to drive in, and he was told very sternly not to. And maybe your contacts up high in the military can give you insight into what this secret meeting was.
You know, I don't know what it was, and there's secret meetings all the time, and treating Americans like slave scum is what the system does, and they just can't wait to turn the troops. See, what they've done is they've got all these good troops, and they give them questionnaires, and they say, will you fire on Americans? And on average, 76% say no. But they take that 24% that say yes, and they promote them up into this whole police state, and they've built this giant group of thugs that'll do whatever they're told. They want to turn loose on us. But, I mean, Israel's openly saying they're getting ready to attack Iran. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on all over the world. But, you know, we're not omnipresent, sir. We don't even have the personnel to go through all the contacts we get. You know, who knows what it was. Look, mainly the people in the government at that level are into the power trip of limousines and uniforms and acting tough and running around like secret agents. You know, who knows what the secret meeting was. You know, you might have had some MPs that caught them unloading cocaine or something. That's usually what it is. And then officials have to come in and tell them to stand down and give us the goods. That happens all the time. Who knows? Anything else there, Paul?
Yes, I do. There's a set of railroad tracks near my house. And my wife had told me these railroad tracks hadn't been used since she was, like, in her 20s. And, like, the weeds had grown over the tracks and everything. They hadn't been used. They had been blocked off. Well, a couple of months ago, I crossed the tracks. The cement blocks had been pulled away. These are like one-ton blocks. They've been pulled away off the tracks. And then what I've noticed since then, all the overgrowth on the tracks has been cut down, and they started to lay down new railroad ties, like for higher-speed trains, because the old ties have been there like 50 years probably.
Yeah, no, some of the rail beds are over 100 years old, so that's probably just regular repair going on.
But the city knows nothing about it. We called the city, and the city DPW knows nothing about it.
Well, I mean, if that's a interstate rail line owned by a private railway, they wouldn't know.
Okay, all right. But I wanted to let you know this, and we are trying to spread the word about Infowars.com, Shirley and I.
Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Paul. Yeah, I mean, it may be something, but, I mean, it's admitted during disasters that they say they're going to use trains. In fact, I got attacked by the Veterans Affairs Office. We posted a radio clip of one of their directors on a radio show saying I made up the story about mass graves and that they're just getting ready for, you know, all the veterans that are dying each year, which I know is a huge number in the hundreds of thousands. The point is that veteran cemeteries all over the country, in California and Texas, and everywhere we've confirmed it, they're adding thousands and thousands and thousands of graves per site. And that is probably just a normal function. We just asked the question because a listener filed a video report and a photo report on it and asked people to look into it. also because these are new four-person crypts that are buried side by side, and I knew that that isn't how they bury people in the past. They claim now it's they've changed to save space. But how would we not ask the question and investigate it and look into it when Kurt Nemo found the articles I mentioned from 5 years ago where the Rocky Mountain News and other newspapers reported, oh, we've got mass incinerators ready for dead during a bio attack, and they're preparing mass graves, and you know the governor's admitting it. So Kurt found a bunch of the mainstream news articles I mentioned because I have the memory to remember them. I just don't have time to dig them all back up each day. And he put an article together going, well, you know, here they are saying that we're lying about this when all we did was say, what is this? Is this part of all these other mass graves and the plastic coffin liners, which the CDC paid for that isn't part of Veterans Affairs? And now we found a huge depot of them in Alabama, bigger than what's in Georgia. So, see, we're investigating all of this. That's what we do here. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break with more of your phone calls. George Humphrey coming up in about 40 minutes from now. I got a ton of news and some key audio clips. Children aren't allowed to play dodgeball. We'll tell you what else they're not allowed to do when we come back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
That John takes us in. All the audio clips he thinks to send me, all the news articles he points out. And I got Jaron, I got Paul, the guys here constantly bringing me more news. I've got to somehow go through all this if I just read the headlines and a few paragraphs So I'm going to take calls coming up in the next segment, the segment after that, and I'm going to do a big news blitz, and then George Humphrey is going to be in studio with us. I do want to encourage all of you, if you go to InfoWars.com and you scroll down to the bottom of the page on the right-hand side, we've posted the best free copy on the web that I have found of the Obama deception. You know, it's in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We appreciate your support. And you get to see stuff there first. You can burn it to DivX disk, give it out to everybody there. Please do that. We don't have a choice. And this film's waking people up. It's a great tool. We got to fight these people. But this weekend, you know, today, tomorrow, Burmese is sitting in tomorrow during the live show. Got a lot of important guests coming up. To please take that link, that free YouTube link to the full film, and email it and IM it and do it over and over again to MySpace everywhere, because there are hundreds of versions up on the web with 100,000 views here and 300,000 views there and 500,000 views here and 20,000 views there and 1,000 views here and 80,000 there. You know, it's well over 15 million now that I've been able to count up. But I want to get this particular version that's the highest quality over a million, and it's right at a million views right now, the Obama deception. It should be on the main page of Google and of YouTube, but it's not. It's also been number one on Google, but they pulled it out of the rankings trying to keep people from seeing it, because you know, when it's on the main page, everybody goes in and can see it who's mainstream. A lot of people use Google and YouTube front page as kind of their TV guide. So let's drive this to number one. This is a focused, documented, huge dose of truth, a giant red pill to wake people up. Red pill politics, red pill news, whatever you want to call it. This is the red pill revolution to get folks to unlock their minds. And the Obama deception is there and is available right now at InfoWars.com. Please order the high-quality original DVD with the extras to have it in your library to support us, but also to have it in the highest quality, but also spread that free link out to everybody that's up on InfoWars.com or download it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. A few other sponsors that have made this show possible. I want to tell folks about Ecola Blue, ECOLOBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year. You buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces about 28 liters at 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com or give them a call. 1-800-691-6043. It just grabs it out of the air, runs it through 7 filters, an amazing system, EcolaBlue.com. And one other sponsor that I wanted to tell you about is PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com, just amazingly low prices. I was asking them, how do you make money on this? They told me their markup's almost nothing, but it's a big bulk seller, one of the biggest online since 1994. They got pepper spray in all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal safety on the web since 94. Sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but the peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on all orders over $99. We live in a crazy world, folks. There's a lot of restrictive laws in the Second Amendment. Having some pepper spray, having a taser is the next best thing. And they got all sorts of them, folks. It's an amazing website, pepperspray.com, or give them a call, 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988, pepperspray.com. All right, we're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.